Control tonight is K4OIM. Walter, or Walt, is Inman, South Carolina. Just a promotion of amateur radio. This night is called nightly at 9 p.m. In an emergency, this net will be active. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet, the repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. With formal traffic for the net, please call K4OIM.
K4OIM, K4ZZX, brief announcement. This Saturday, starting at 9:30 in the morning, it'll be the 13th of February, going to be hosting an antenna party over here at my QTH. Need to get a few of my antennas up. Anyone that could come out here and help us out, we'd appreciate it. I can be reached at the email that is on QRZ or area code 864-535-3339. Thank you so much. Any of you that want to come on out and help, we will be appreciated. And go ahead and check me in while you're at it there, Walt. This is Steve, K4ZZX, over here in Greenwood.
All right, there you go. That is KC. That's Steve over at Face of Parents Mountain in beautiful Greenville. Feels on Steve's announcement. Steve, nothing heard. I hope you have a good turnout over there. I wish I could be there, but I'm not allowed to climb, and I don't have much use for my left hand. But hope you have a good turnout, Steve. Announcements for the net, call K4OIM or net control. Put in the roll call. This is a director's net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and intent to remain on the net for the right to portion. In the RF section of the net, we got a few early check-ins. First of all, we got W4FCM, Fred, and his wife, N4IEI, Isla. They're located over here in Traveler's Rest. It is KW4TS, that's Jim, and he's down there in Pelzer. AC4W, that's Bill, he's located over in Anderson. You got KG4WNP. That's Landon. He's way out there in Independence, Ohio. Glad you could check in, Landon. KD2BNG. That's Glenn. He's located down in Gray Court. Steve, check in. K4EEZ. Everything is showing yet on Echo Link. So we will now begin the roll call. The RF section, since tonight is Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima, I through L. But the prefix in your call signs begin with I through L. Please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
K4OYM, please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha, KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you all along on net 73.
K4OIM. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. 73.
M. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. W4IOE, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good hearing you on the net tonight, Walt. Hope you and the family are well. Good evening to you and the family, and good evening to everyone on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Net control, check in WA4BVW, Ken. Negative and negative. I'm over here near Landrum, South Carolina.
OYM.
Net, please check in Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, K4LWE, Larry and Piedmont, negative and negative.
Before me, Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic. No round tape.
I got you, Andy, but the station had double with him. Could you come back, please?
Yeah, I believe that was me. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, Duncan in Asheville, and no trapping, no comment.
JA4BVW, Ken, near Landrum, South Carolina, no traffic.
This is Kilo November 4, Victor Echo Golf, Meredith from Wofford College in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be hanging around tonight. Thank you for on the net.
So I am. Well, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec X-Ray. This is Jeff down in Ware Place. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net, sir. 73 to everybody.
Yeah. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest. I'm negative and negative. I have one relay. Please also check in Kilo India 4, Mike Lima November, Al in Malden. He sends 73 to the net.
Good group. First up, we got KK4. IFO, that's James over in Tuxedo. And KG4. KG4JTA, that's Dennis over in Gaffney. Glad you check in, Dennis. And KK4. JBQ, that's Larry over in Greer, I'm sorry. Larry, and he brings along his wife, KC4, MFQ, that's Miss Donna, over in Greer. And then we got W4IDE, that's Fred, he's up in Fletcher, North Carolina. Glad you got to check in, Fred. And WA4YZW, that is Ken in Landrum. And then KI4LZI, it's my buddy Andy up on Table Rock. I guess all your snow's gone, Andy. And then we got KO4. Can't read that writing, Duncan. I missed two of your letters in your call sign, Duncan. Could you come back?
It is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV.
K
Oscar 4 JKV, Duncan, and he's up in Asheville. And then we got WA4XZN, and I believe that was Ken in Landrum. And then I didn't mess this one up tonight, I don't think. KM4VEG, that's Meredith, and she's in Wofford College, and she's going to hang around. I'll be back to you after the after the check-ins, Meredith. Then we got KO4JQ.
Oscar Echo. I was about two or three after James there to just, you know, get us talked to. It's Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, and the name is Sid, Sierra India Delta in Fletcher. And thank you so much, Walt. And Walt, you're doing a good job. It's when they come that fast, it's hard to keep up. But don't give up. You're doing a great job. W4IO.
Yeah, Fred, I was watching that bush class, and I didn't think the race was going to be over before the net, but it ended there about 5 minutes before the net, and I had to try to hurry everything up to get ready. Thank you for coming back and straighten me out there, Sid. All right, anybody in you through Lima, please call K4OIM.
OIM. Wreck earlier. This is Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, negative and negative.
Hey, K4LWE, there was a pile up there for a minute, but thanks for coming back and making sure I got you in the log, Larry. All right, looks like that's it for In You Through Lima. Now we'll move up to the Mike Poot through Papa, M through P. If the prefix of your call sign starts with M through P, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Please check in K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net, sir.
I recognize your voice and your call quick as you come on. That's K4OSH. That's Pat over in Malden. Anybody else? Mike through Papa, please call K4OIM or Net Control. You got that group by yourself tonight. I've had that one time. All right, next we're going to move up to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If the prefix in your call sign, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
I am. Hey, Walt, please check in Robert in Easley. It's Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. AA4RM, name is Robert, and we're in Easley, negative, negative.
Cam, please check in November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo,
N2SUB. That's Jim in South Greenville. Negative and negative. Good evening to you. Doing a good job.
Oh, I am. Again, Whiskey November for Sierra. Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all of them.
Don't know if I got straightened out in there or not. WA4 Bravo Victor Whiskey. WA4 BVW Ken near Landrum, South Carolina.
I might not acknowledged you, but I've got your call here. Appreciate you coming back and making sure I got you down. But yeah, I got you. Next up, we got 884RM. That's Robert. He's over in Easley. Glad to hear from you tonight, Robert. Then we got W2SUB. That's Jim over in South Greenville. And WN4S. Did I get your name right? I got Jim and Lyman. Is that correct?
Chris and Lyman.
All right. Thank you for coming back to straighten me out there, Chris. So please call K4OIM or Net Control. Ma'am.
And Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
KN4RJN, that's John up here in Edmond. He's our, I hope he's going to continue to be our Friday night net controller. Good to hear you check in. I'll see you here for a right cue in a few minutes, right after Meredith. All right, anybody else? Quebec through Tango, please call K4OIM or net control. We got them all. We'll move up now to the end of the alphabet. U through Z, uniform through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or net control.
Ma'am. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Control. You check in November 3 Zulu Lima N3ZL. That's Greg in Chandler, North Carolina. Negative and negative. Thanks.
I am. Oh, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Zulu Echo Quebec. That's KM4ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
K4XB. Tommy, he's over there in southern Greenville. Glad you could check in tonight, Tommy. Then N3ZL, that's Greg, up there in Chandler, North Carolina. Glad you could check in, Greg. And then KN4ZEQ. Kyle down in Simpsonville. Glad you could get in here, Kyle. All right. Anyone else? Uniform through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or net control. Well, we got that group. We'll move up to Alpha through Delta, A through D. If the prefix in your call starts with A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Walt, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Here I am. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
I am. Walt, hope you're doing well. Please
please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
K4OIM. Doing good tonight, Walt. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
YM. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo, Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment. Doing a great job, Walt. Thanks.
Group's bringing my numbers up. First, we got K4XB. No, I don't, believe I done got Tommy over in Southern Greenville. Then we got N3ZL, Greg and Candler. I got him. And then KM4EZQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. I forgot where I had read off. And then here's KK4DMQ. I forgot your name, but he's over in Piedmont. Could you come back with your name, please, sir?
That's Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. The name is Rick.
Matt Rick, because I got Lorena's name right down below you, and Michelle. Thanks for coming back, Rick. And then he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and then KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle, and they're over in Piedmont. Thanks for coming back. I don't know why I left your name out. I thought I'd think about it when I seen Lorena and Michelle's. Thanks for coming back, Rick. And then we got KM4MOQ, and I did not get your name and location. Could you come back with that?
That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, and that is Michelle.
Well, I goofed up again, Rick. I done read it, and I usually put a mark on the ones I've called. Thanks, Rick. I'll do better next week. AOQ, that's David over in Inman. Glad you could check in, David. And then got W4DJW, that's our net manager, Dave over in Greer. Trying to get better, Dave, but thanks for checking in. And KB2BYQ, that's another David, he's over in Easley. Glad you could check in, David. All right, anybody in? A through D, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Control. Checking Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Romeo. It's David in 96. I'll be negative and negative.
K04QOR. That's David, and I didn't have to write 96. I just wrote 96. Thanks for checking in, David. And look like we got that group. So we're going to move up to Echo Through Hotel. If the prefix in your call signs begin with E through H, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Me check. Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Romeo, KO4DZR.
I've got it wrote down. I don't know what I said, but thanks. I've got it straight here. All right. Anyone else? Echo Through Hotel, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Yes. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. Hey, and Candler, and we'll stick around and poke at you a little bit, Walt.
KC4EZN, that was Harry up in Candler. Glad you could check in, Larry, and I'll get back to you right after John up here. You're number 3 on the stump tonight. Else,
through Leech. Echo through Hotel. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. Been around the block one time. I'll open it up for the big group. A through Z. Alpha through Zulu. Please call K4OIM or Net Control. This is where I get to scroll down my chart. K4OIM. Now securing the former portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All station wishing to secure now may do so. We will now begin the right queue portion of the net with periodic check-ins, periodic stops for check-ins in between the right queues. And four, VEG, Meredith, over in Wofford College. How you doing tonight, Meredith? Four, VEG, Meredith. Still there for the right queue portion? We'll wait for the radio. We'll come back to her in a few minutes. All right, KN4RJN, John, what you got for us tonight?
W4OIM, KN4RJN. Well, the house went on the market today, and hopefully this won't take long, but we're going to be running back and forth between here and there. I'm going to go up here sometime later in the week and hopefully get my internet established so I can at least be on Echo Link with y'all. But how you doing, Walt?
I've done, but I was up and down all night last night. If it hadn't been so cold, I'd just came back down here about 3 o'clock in the morning and got on the radio. And today, we must be going to have rain coming in because where they put them plates in my neck, man, my neck has been killing me. This is one of them times I wish I'd have told him I don't want no more pain pills.
I'm sorry to hear that, Walt. Yeah, I'm a little sore, too. I've been up and down these steps so many times my back is killing me between hauling boxes and moving stuff and whatnot. So, yeah, I feel your pain there, brother.
Moved into the house back this fall over there in Greer, and they got a fireplace, and it's got gas heat, and they got their first gas bill. He had a fit, and he fell about a month ago. He's disabled anyway, but he fell and broke his hip, and he hadn't been out of the hospital a month. He's still going through therapy, and I had a friend up in Landrum, they brought him a load of firewood, and he said, that'll do me all winter. I said, Ray, what a load of firewood. This big old house got about 4 bedrooms in it. I said, it ain't going to eat this house. I mean, this is just backup for that gas, or in case the power goes off and your blower don't work on your gas, or the igniter won't light it. And he called me today. I got to go get you to come up here and take me to get a chainsaw tomorrow. And I said, Ray, there ain't no way you can pull and crank on a chainsaw and cut wood. And I know with my neck I can't do it. I don't know what he's going to do with a chainsaw.
Well, gosh, I don't know. We've got a gas fireplace in the living room, and you can't run that thing for more than 10-15 minutes. It'll run you out of the room, and all the heat goes up the stairwell to the second floor. If you run that thing more than, you know, 15-20 minutes, it'll be 85 degrees upstairs, so we don't run that very often. But I don't think you can burn logs in a gas fireplace, can you?
Friend that done that or tried to do it, he took his fireplace logs out. He tore them up getting them out. He went and bought him a load of wood and went there and put them in the fireplace, and it was just a fireplace. It was a ventless fireplace. Man, he smoked that whole house up.
his wife come home and we had the doors open and the windows open. And he said, "Well, what can we tell her?" I said, "Buzz, I don't know, but I'll see you later." And I got my truck and left.
Good move. Get out of the impact zone. But, yeah, so has he got a separate fireplace or a different place to burn his wood if his gas ain't working?
A big fireplace back there to burn wood in the formal living room. And but the reason his heat bill was so high, he had moved in there in warm weather, and the damper was open on the chimney, and all of his heat was going up the chimney. K4LIM for ID.
Roger, gotta hate that. I know the house we had in Anderson, we had a gas fireplace in the living room, and unfortunately the thermostat was also in the living room. And you run that one for about 10-15 minutes, and it would jack that thermostat up so high that it would turn on the air conditioning in the back rooms, back in the bedrooms, in the middle of winter. So we had to watch that one too. Those things will heat up pretty quick.
Natural gas up there, but like I say, that's about a 4-bedroom house. Got 2 living rooms, a kitchen, and a dining room, and a den, and 3 bathrooms, 3 full baths. And I told him when he moved in there, I said, "You're going to be sorry of this winter when you get that first gas bill," and believe me, he is, John.
Roger that. It's time to invest in some electric blankets or some older dogs that like to lay in the bed with you or something to keep you warm at night. Because, yeah, trying to heat all that with gas, you're gonna have a substantial bill on that one.
First bill was about $500.
Oh, well, you live and learn, I guess. Anyway, I'm on back on out of here, Walt. I'm sure Harry's got a good recipe or a weird animal story or something going on up there. So I'll say 73's to you. Doing a good job. We'll talk at you later. This is KN4JNIM. Clear.
73's, John. I'll talk to you later. Let me see if Meredith has come back to the radio. KN4VEX, Meredith, over at Wofford College. You back by the radio? Look like it. So, Harry is back up to do. How you doing up there in Candler tonight?
KC4EZN here, Walt. Doing pretty good. The only strange animal I got to talk about tonight is how are your butterflies doing tonight?
The only time I had them was about 15 minutes before the net started, and there was 5 laps left in the race, and a caution come out. And I said, "Oh my God, I'm going to have to cut the volume down or cut the TV off to call the net." And it ended about 5 minutes before 9.
Yeah, pretty good then. You've done a pretty good job tonight, Walt. You've got a couple of new folks coming in. I think Meredith's kind of new to us, and then WA4BBW. I haven't heard him in a long time. He used to live up here in the Asheville area, ran a couple of the local repeaters till he retired, and I haven't heard Ken in a long time either, so you brought out both the new and the old tonight. Casey, for easy in.
You on here that I didn't recognize, that there's a few of them, is all they got to do is key the mic up and start their call sign, and I've already got their call sign, their name, and where they're at already written down. But what tripped me up on Rick and Lorena and Michelle over there. I'm used to Lorena checking in and start with her call sign, and I don't write her name down because I know the call sign, and when I look back up to read it off, I know her call sign, her name, and they're in Piedmont, and don't write Michelle's name down because I know there's Rick and Lorena, Rick and Michelle, all three together, and I'm going to have to start changing that up some way.
Yeah, I think, some of the different things I do, sometimes the shortcuts can trip you up when people don't line up the same way every time, or you can you don't lose them, but you get them mixed up, and I've just learned primarily the hard way, which is the way most things are learned, especially what you remember, is just do it one piece at a time, and it may feel repetitive, and it may feel like you're wasting your time, but in the end, you'll have it all there, and it'll work out. So, taking a shortcut sometimes doesn't work good, and I know what you mean. I'm beginning to recognize some of you folks' calls just for the sound of your voice, and but if I don't write it down, if I wanted to say something, then it went in that one ear and went out the other ear, and yeah, I recognized it, but if I don't write it down when I go back, I've lost it. We'll turn it back to you, Walt. You've done a pretty good job for a second time. Don't set your bar too high too early, because you know this thing is a it's like somebody told me, it's education. It's called a process of gradual achievement. Each time you do it, you're gonna do it better. But leave yourself some room to improve. Don't get it too right too quick. Leave yourself a little bit of room to miss one every now and then. That's the best I can say. Anyway, you're doing a good job tonight, and we'll turn it back to you. And have a good evening. We'll look forward to hearing you next Tuesday, hopefully. It's KC4EZN.
I don't know if you do any CW work or not, but I'm looking at it like when I was learning CW, if you miss a letter and you stop and think about it, about five or six more letters done went by, so you might as well just leave it blank and go back and ask them to repeat.
Yeah, I spent before I got my first license, you had to take the CW test, and I got up through general and was working on extra, and I hit that 15 word a minute wall, and I spent, I don't know, a year off and on listening to tapes, listening to computer programs, and listening to W1AW, and I really did not enjoy doing CW to start with, which is part of the problem. But I could tell you everything in the world about that transmission. I could tell you how tall the tower was, how many elements on the beam, what the weather was, the temperature. The only thing that I can't tell you was the guy's call sign. And that's the only thing you hear twice, and you know that's going to be one of the questions on the test. And I spent that year doing the random letter number combination practices that they got, and I finally decided that that wasn't something I was going to do, and so I took the advanced test and stayed advanced until they got rid of the CW part on the extra, and then went back to the test. But I learned when you heard W said, I could write down X, because then I started listening for the number. kind of thing, and yeah, you can anticipate there, but yeah. And the biggest problem I had was I could not get my brain out from between my ear and my hand. I have watched a couple of guys that were really good at it, and they could carry on a conversation about a baseball game while they were sitting in front of the typewriter copying code. They couldn't tell you what they were copying unless they read it back, but that wasn't one of the gifts I got, so I just had to turn that go. Have a good one, Walt, and we'll see you next time. KC4EZN.
Appreciate the rate you there. So I'll say 73s and one last call, A through Z. Anybody, Alpha through Zulu, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society net, please call K4OIM or net control. Heard, I will now file my net report. This is K4OIM. Now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to thank everyone that checked in tonight and stuck around for a little rag cue. We will now return the repeater back to normal use. 73s, good night, and God bless.